Welcome to another edition of our weekly feature Folk Box, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko, a special program for all you folk lovers out there. Who lives in Russia? Our series within a series continues. So who does live here? Over 100 peoples, some huge, some tiny, some boasting ancient history, some not so ancient. But we tell you about all of them one by one. Today we're setting off to Siberia, the Republic Sakha, to visit a quite remarkable people, the Yakuts. There are just 450,000 of them on our planet. The Yakuts are mysterious people. Many thousands of years ago, for some unknown reason, these folk moved to Siberia from the southern steppe lands near the Aral Sea. They completely preserved all the Turkic customs, the peculiarities of the language, however they augmented it all by many northern shades. The Yakuts are the northernmost Turkic people who showed no fear of the terrifying frosts around minus 60 degrees Celsius, and they survived, bringing with them from the depths of antiquity a rich culture. It was the Yakut folk who gave the world the unique epos Alanha, which UNESCO names among just several masterpieces of non-material culture of the world.
Ah,
Olonkho is neither read nor narrated, it is sung. Its rendition can even be compared to opera. Every character has a part all his or her own, and a sudden dramatic action unfolds. In the capital of the Republic Sakha, the town of Yakutsk, a special theatre has been built for productions of Olonkho. Every character of Olonkho has their own manner of singing. The good characters, for example, sing with special guttural additional sounds. No one else in the world can sing in this manner, only the Yakuts. Also sing like this. To this day, the people have a special reverence for them. Order in the world, harmony in people's relationships, health, strong family ties, all this, in the belief of the Yakuts, depends on the shamans. Any truly important event or date is solemnly blessed by the shamans. Thus, in 2007, when Moscow hosted Days of Yakut Culture, the leading white shaman of Yakutia opened the festivities in the following way.
Thank you.
Republic Sakha, a taxing, to say the least, climate, known for its severe frosts. In summer, temperatures soar to over 40 degrees above 0 Celsius, while in winter they drop below minus 60 degrees. However, the Yakuts fear none of these extremes. They even have a tale about this. Why winter is longer than summer. That's the title. When God created the earth, he asked the Yakut people's favorites, the horse and the bull, which they preferred, that winter last longer or summer. "I would like the summer to last longer," said the horse. "In winter my hooves get cold." "And I prefer winter. In summer my nose gets wet," replied the bull. God decided he would make winter longer. The horse grew angry and kicked the bull and knocked his front teeth out. The bull retaliated, hitting the horse so strongly that he knocked the horse's gallbladder out. Ever since then, the horses have no gallbladder, while the bull has no front teeth. The Yakut winter is long and bitterly cold. However, the summer there is brief but very hot. And all the while, the Yakuts live and enjoy it and sing songs to their heart's content. We shall now set off to the Yakut's favorite holiday. Isyakh is how it's called, meaning holiday of welcoming the summer. Understandably, a northern people has a special, reverential attitude towards summer. The people all turn out for the holiday in one body. To begin with, everyone is offered kumis, sour mare's milk. They use the milk to sprinkle over the many bonfires lit all around. After that, everyone is offered pancakes made on the fire, and then the fun starts. Here we find competitions of strongmen, equestrian events, a huge ring dance, also high, a ritual ring dance where all those present move in the direction of the sun, the symbol of life and prosperity. Jolly and witty people. Just listen to the Yakut riddles. They're all with a twist and secret meaning. The old woman's blanket is torn. What is it? Don't seek for the answer in ordinary things. What is meant here is a crack in the ice, the first one when after the extremely long winter the ice breaks up. And another one. No seeds sown, yet they grow. It's hair. National clothes, seemingly a mundane thing, yet for the Yakuts, the clothes bear symbolics of the creation of the world. Like in the case of all northerners, Yakuts wear fur clothes, but theirs is decorated with intricate design like no other. On their headgear, circles, symbols of the sun and the sky. The principal motive on the clothes, a lyre-shaped symbol, signifying femininity, the endless nature of the human race, populating this earth. And all that is connected with the underworld is shown in symbols on the footwear. Through it, man communicates with the nether forces. As I've already said, the Yakut folk have a strong reverence for the shamans. And another trade that commands their particular respect, that of blacksmith. In the second millennium BC, the Yakuts mastered the secrets of forging metal, so they began making special knives, which are among the very best in the world. Women's ornaments, too. Yakut women folk wear a great many of these with their national costume, weighing altogether some 20 kilos. But particular masters were those blacksmiths who made the ritual Yakut music instrument, the hammuz. A small metal plate of diverse shape, but more often resembling a horseshoe, plus a very, very thin string. Only if the shape of the instrument is right, the length and breadth of the string correct, the hammuz is as it should be. Music instruments that, in the opinion of the Yakuts, can tell of everything and anything under the sun, of joy and sorrow, beauty of rivers, rustling of leaves, blizzards and the howling wind. So much for the Yakut folk. We shall be meeting up with them again. I will read for you the Olonkho, the Yakutian epos dubbed a masterpiece of non-material culture of humanity. In Folk Box, brought to you by the Voice of Russia World Service.